Listen. All through your life, not just when you're the age you are now, but whether you are young or old, there are going to be times when you are bullied. When you are bullied. That you will be bullied is one of the themes of the song that we're going to hear the choir sing right after this sermon. And according to the words of that song, it says, God weeps at strength misused, at anger's fist, at women battered. We sing about these things because sometimes they really happen. And all of us, whether young or old, will at some time be bullied. I was bullied. Partly because, as a kid, I didn't always fit in very well. I was a lousy athlete. I was an indifferent student because I was always dreaming. I did not make friends very easily. I was small for my age. And to top it all off, I had that name, John Suk, I say. But just spell that out, S-U-K. There is only one letter missing, isn't there? It's the C. And so from a very young age, already being small and kind of shy and dreamy, the kids on the street and my classmates, they all teased me. Hi, John Suk. John Sucks. Sucker ball. I hated it, but it was constant, and I couldn't make it stop. I was bullied about my name. But bullying doesn't stop then either when you become an adult. And some of you out there know this very well. Bosses can bully employees demanding more hours, more work than they have a right to, or by treating them with a foul mouth or not very kindly. Customers sometimes come into the store and bully the store clerk. There's not what you want to buy, and then the customer gets angry at the clerk as if the clerk could do something about it, and the clerk is bullied. Hot-headed drivers, we've all seen this, right? They roll down their windows and they yell at little old men or ladies who think, says the other person, are going too slow. And we've seen that, the finger and the yelling and the honking of the horn. Bullies. Years ago, when I was a magazine editor, I was at a meeting in California with subscribers. This was a Christian magazine, right? And one member of the audience, after he heard me speak a little bit about social justice and Christianity, about doing the right thing for your neighbor and Christianity, that one member of the audience was so angry at me that he grabbed me by the shirt, he pushed me up against the wall, he pretty much lifted me off the feet and started yelling at me for being a no-good radical Canadian socialist. Being bullied is for life, at least occasionally. Jesus was bullied too. We're going to read a little bit about how that happened in today's communion liturgy. But we will learn in the communion liturgy that Jesus was despised and rejected by others. Jesus was a man of suffering, and he was acquainted with infirmity. Jesus was the sort of person from which other people hid their faces. After he was born, Jesus had to run away because King Herod apparently wanted to kill him. When Jesus grew up, His family thought he was crazy, and they tried to keep him from preaching, tried to drag him home and shut him up. Chief priests in Jerusalem and political leaders, Romans, they all hounded Jesus and eventually arrested him. Jesus himself said, "You know what? I don't even have a safe place to lay down my head at night." Even when he most needed friends, they abandoned him. Jesus was bullied. So what? Well, in preparing the sermon, you know, I read all kinds of blogs for practical advice about what to do if you're bullied or if you're a bully. I read those blogs. I reviewed a bunch of books that Irene, as my local therapist, you know, she has them on her shelf. I know that I could, if I had wanted, given you and you adults, I could have given you a list of, you know, 10 or 15 practical things to do if you're being bullied. Things like, you know, if you're being bullied, well, be safe. Or if you're being bullied, talk to an adult or a teacher. Or if you're being bullied, don't escalate. Don't respond in kind. That would have been good advice. But as a youth, certainly in schools in these days, you've heard all that kind of advice, you know what it is, and so I don't want to repeat it for you. Instead, I want to talk for just a minute about who you really are. You are precious. Did you get that? You're precious. That's the message of today's scripture reading. It suggests that every one of us is fearfully and wonderfully made. Each of us, in our own way, is as wonderful as Jesus and as full of potential to do good things with his or her life as Jesus did. You are precious. And when you're bullied, what that bully is really doing is trying to steal from your precious core and take it for themselves. The bully is trying to take from the wonder of who you are and is trying to subtract from your beauty and your symmetry and your power. The bully is trying to take from the wonder of who you are in order to build himself or herself up. They want to hurt you to get rid of their insecurity. They want to shame you to build up their status. They want your stolen beauty to make them attractive in the eyes of others. And when you're bullied, the bully's trying to just pull the rug of your own value before God and others. The bully's trying to pull that rug out from under your feet so that he or she can stand there instead. But the psalmist knows better. She knows that you are God's special, deliberate, beloved creation. You're precious. We're hemmed in by God, says the psalmist. I know this is really hard to imagine, and perhaps it doesn't even make a lot of sense to imagine this invisible God as making and surrounding you. You know, in English class or in literary criticism class, you'll hear that this is all a metaphor, and that's true. But it is a true metaphor that speaks to your beauty and your value. God's aura, God's spirit, God's goodness, whatever we imagine of God, God's aura finds its resting place in and around and before you because you are precious. really? This is the first Sunday in Advent. We're going to spend the next 4 weeks thinking about what difference Jesus has made in our life and in the world. You know, the four birthday candles. For me, the most important thing that Jesus did is that in some mysterious way, even though Jesus was just a man, Jesus was still also very close to God, so close that we think God finally figured out what it was like to be a human because God was so close to Jesus. But that means that God understands what it's like to be bullied because Jesus was bullied. They were that close. And that makes God, says our hymn of response, weep. You know, God does not snap his or her fingers and make it all better, but it hurts God too. It isn't what God wants for any of us. But God is in us. I said earlier, whatever we make of that, God is in us. So not only are we precious, we are precious in part because we can, like God, do the things that are so important for this world. We can plant seeds of peace. We're going to sing that in a minute. We can hold each other's needs and hurts when we're bullied or see bullying. Not only are you precious, but you can be divine for each other. So to sum up, I'm not going to pound the pulpit today and demand that you not bully each other, because you already know that. But what I did want to say is this: bullying or not, just remember, you're divinely precious. And here in this church, one other little thing, you can be precious for each other. Together in our youth group and in this body of believers, we can be a safe place for each other, a healing place. In a world where everything's not yet what it's supposed to be, but we're getting closer here, and that's what we're shooting for. Amen.